Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I just wanted to, anyway, we're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Mavi and Carver. Hi, Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You got to get on PharrellOnTheBench.com. I mean, come on, the tournament. You got two playing games Wednesday. All the NIT, CBI, CIT games. NCAA's full bore Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is the best time of the year to be a member of PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's cheap. I make people fat stacks, hitting winners. Everybody knows it. You hear people calling the show all the time. It's just flat out good. It's good for you to be in it. Every day, emailed all the picks, every game, ranked all of them. Favorite to least, you're going to love it. Hide the money from your wife. Sign up today. Anyway, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-2124. CBS is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, boat, RV insurance? Get it all at geico.com. So anyway, I wanted to look at this tonight, the games, because there's been so many, right? So I was looking at some of the games from tonight. I hit Fairleigh Dickinson in that game against Prairie View. I got the Temple bet wrong. And then in the NIT, I went crazy. My top play was Hofstra getting 10. And NC State to win, they both hit. NC State won, and Hofstra covered. It was 84-78. They were getting 10. That was my top play. That hit. I had Lipscomb plus 3.5 against Davidson. That covered. I had Greensboro minus 10.5 against Campbell. That covered. And let's see. One of my other big bets was a Memphis minus 5 against San Diego. That covered. They won by 14. I had South Dakota State in 9. They lost by 6. They covered against Texas. I lost the Providence game. Arkansas beat them flat out 84-72. There was, let's see, I thought there was other games. Oh, those are in, am I wrong? I hit the Creighton game over Loyola of Chicago. And listen to this, I had Loyola in 10. They covered. They lost by 9. I was getting 10, and I had Creighton to win. And then the Colorado game, the Buffs win it in Boulder, 78-73. Tad Boyle and company getting it done at home in the thin air. I had Colorado minus 3.5. That was my number two play. So I had four of the five games that I ranked in the NIT tonight. And, I mean, I hit everything. Hofstra, Lipscomb, Greensboro.
Oh, well done.
Thank you very much. Very important. I also had St. Francis and 19 points against Indiana. That covered as well, Mafia. They lost 89-72.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that. And Memphis covered. South Dakota State covered. Loyola covered. The only spread I got wrong the whole night in the NIT was Providence. Nice job, Friars. Way to let me down. Very important. It's. I wonder, do you think anybody else hit all these bets? What about, do you think my guest last night hit all those bets that I hit tonight? Isn't she like a handicapping expert or something? Isn't that what they're selling her as? Utah Valley, I had. Listen to this. I had Northridge in 12.5, and they covered. They lost 92-84. I covered that game, too. Double cover. Utah to win. Utah Valley to win and Northridge in the 12.5. My God. I mean, honestly, I don't even look at this stuff until now, and I'm seeing all the damage I've done. Marshall, I had to win, laying 6.5. They won by 5. They didn't cover that spread. And then I had Robert Morris getting 1 against Cornell. They win in overtime, 98-89. I had them to win outright and getting the 1, so that was a double cover. Now I just wanted to look, Mavi, it's very important. The Sixers win by 4. I got them as a pick 'em. That was a double cover. Rockets, minus 7.5, cover. To win and lay in the points. Bucks, minus 13. They win by 14. Double cover there.
Cover.
And then I had Golden State. They win by 10. I don't even know how many I was laying. I laid the points. I don't know what the spread was. But I hit Golden State on the money line. Hopefully the spread, too. Sacramento, I got wrong. The Nets burned me. They win 123-121. That's the comeback of the year in the NBA, isn't it? Down 28 in the fourth, and they win? How insane is that? Were they really down 28 in the fourth? Jesus. And then Clippers, 115-109 over the Pacers. High-risk bet there. I had the Pacers in five. They didn't cover. They lose by six. But I had the Clippers to win at the very least. And then in the NHL, which is always fun to make money in, Carver High gets very mad at me when I bet on every game. Bruins I had over the Islanders, that hit. I lost the Rangers game. Red Wings beat them 3-2. I lost the Flyers. Canadians beat them 3-1. I hit the Canes over the Penguins as my number three play. I hit the Capitals. I hit the Blues. Caps 4-1 over the Devils. Blues 7-2 over the Oilers. I hit the Predators 3-0 over the Leafs. I lost the Wild. Avs beat them 3-1. And then I hit the Stars over Florida 4-2 and the Flames 4-2 over the Blue Jackets. So I think I got seven. Is that about 7 of the 10? I think I got right. 7 of the 10. Not bad. 855-212-4227. That's why I say this is a good time to get in on my picks. And don't forget to listen to episode 176 of Pharrell on the Bets tomorrow morning on iTunes. It drops everywhere. Good podcasts are available. Subscribe free and follow at On the Bets, WWO. It's also available at WestwoodOnePodcast.com. So check out Pharrell on the Bets. Tell your friends. Wow, Pharrell does a sports betting podcast. All you have to do is listen to it for 20 minutes and he gives out all kinds of winners. Just a beautiful thing. And it's free. I mean, you got to be a moron not just to, you know, get it. If you get the Pharrell and the Bets podcast and the ILC podcast, I believe that good things will happen in your life as far as betting and being a hockey fan. Carver High, you're going on a road trip to Pharrelladelphia with the aisle seat hooligans. Are they not all packing it in and going down to Philly with you?
Yeah, there's like between 75 and 90 going. So it's going to be a fun trip.
Flyers Islanders Saturday afternoon to day game?
Day game, 1 o'clock start.
There you go. 855-2124-CBS. Michael in Hilton Head.
Hey, Scott, for real. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mike. How you been?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready for the NCAA tournament.
Right. Who isn't?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Scott, I'm going to ask you a question in the West bracket. Do you think Syracuse could beat Baylor in the first round?
Well, I mean, they both play a nasty zone. I think, obviously, I'm going to say Syracuse is better at it. I think they're the founding father of the great zone defense. So I think, I kind of like them in that game, but they're both the identical sisters. You know what I mean? I think they're very similar to one another. And I think it's going to, flip a coin. They both went, 2013 Cuse, 19-13 Baylor. I took Syracuse in that game, but Baylor could beat them just as easily. But I think, the way I see it is, Syracuse always does well in the NCAA tournament. Jim Boeheim always gets wins in the tournament. That's all I know.
Yeah, look, I think that this is a coin flip game between Baylor and Syracuse. I'm rooting for Baylor because I can't stand these people around here that are constantly shoving Syracuse down our throats.
Right.
Because they're running all over.
Isn't that like 90% of the people that work here went to Syracuse?
They're running all over this place. And it's tough to take. They win one game. They didn't even play Baylor yet. And I've heard a couple of them
already talking
about how they can beat Gonzaga. They haven't even played Baylor yet. And they're already plotting how they match up well with Gonzaga.
Why, is that the game that they play?
Yeah, the winner of the Baylor game would play Gonzaga.
What do you think Gonzaga is going to do to Fairleigh Dickinson?
Well, I mean, they're going to tear him in half, unfortunately, for Greg Herrenda and the crew over there. I mean,
but at least they get a nice little road trip to Utah.
Right.
Maybe
they got an extra game. They got a little fun. They get to go out to Salt Lake.
Deer Valley. There's no snowboarding there.
Look, that's a big win for them tonight for their program. When you're an NEC school, one of these other schools, playing in that Dayton game is big.
Right.
And, you get a chance to win an NCAA tournament game. But they are in for big trouble when they play Gonzaga on
Big
Thursday.
Trouble. But, I mean, do you think they can hang with them or get blown out?
Oh, they're getting blown out. They're going to get whacked.
Wouldn't it be great if they didn't get whacked?
I mean, look, we finally saw it last year. It finally happened. The 16.
So they can no longer say that.
Right. And, Do you think that that Lightning is going to strike again, second year in a row?
I doubt it.
I don't think so either.
So first four participants to win in the round of 64, only once. I see only a Tuesday night winner to advance to the second round has happened once, Wichita State in 2016. So that would say that anyone that won tonight, that they would win again. It's happened once.
Well, so that means that must mean the Wednesday night team always does, because I saw yesterday that it's been like 7 or 8 years in a row that a team's won a game out of the first four. So I got to bring up that it's in one of the things that I gave you today.
So exactly one team from the first four has advanced to the second round each year since its inception in 2011.
There you go. Happens every year.
7 of the 8 years, it's been the team that won Wednesday's non-16 seed game.
So that would be the winner of tomorrow night's Arizona State-St. John's
game. That's right.
People are saying that trend would be to pick them against Buffalo on Friday.
The only other time Duke was the number one overall seed in 2006, it lost in the Sweet 16 to four-seeded LSU, which had Big Baby Davis on it. There you go. I'm just looking at some of this stuff. The 1 versus 16, we know UMBC did it, 20-point win against Virginia last year, first time ever. 2 versus 15, only 8 times in 34 years has the number 2 seed lost to a number 15 seed. Number 3 versus 14, the number 3 seeds have won 84% of all-time meetings with number 14s and have swept all 4 tourney matchups in back-to-back years for the first time since 2011-12. 4 versus the 13. The number 13 entered last year's tournament, the worst drought ever. They had just 1 win in the previous 4 years after winning at least 1 game in 6 straight tourneys from 08 to 13. Last year, the 13s got their upset mojo back as Buffalo throttled Arizona and Marshall knocked off Wichita State. The 5 versus the 12. Only 5 times since 85 has at least one number 12 failed to defeat a 5 in a single tournament. Overall, the number 5s have won 65% of the matchups. 6 versus 11. No seed matchup has been turned on its head like this one. From 85 to 09, number 6 seeds have won 69% of the meetings. It has been 15 years since the number 6 seed swept all 4 meetings, and it marks this year the 30th anniversary of the only time the number 11 seeds won all 4 meetings. The 7 versus the 10 used to be a toss-up. From 85 to 2012, number 7s won 59% of the meetings with 10 seeds. But since 2013, 7 seeds have won 71% of the matchups. 8 and 9. You expect these to be 50-50 games, and historically they are. They've split 136 meetings in the modern era. There you go. On average, 9.9 of the top 16-seeded teams advance to the Sweet 16 each year. The top 4 seeds in a region have reached the Sweet 16 in only 17 of 136 regions since 85. Only once in the last 22 years have we had a Sweet 16 in which all the number 2 seeds were still alive, and a total of just 4 times in the modern era. Fewer than 3 number 3 seeds have reached the Sweet 16 in 7 of the last 9 tournaments. Last year, only one number 4 seed made the Sweet 16, ending a streak of 7 straight tourneys in which multiple 4 seeds got that far. Only 3 times have all Elite Eight participants been seeded 4th or better. There has never been an Elite Eight without a number 1 seed present, and 31 of the 34 Elite Eights have featured at least 2 top seeds. At least one number 11 seed has reached in a Sweet 16 in each of the past 5 tournaments. Looking at the last 4 years, number 11s have won an impressive 18 games, and that's not counting the first 4 games. While number 12s have just 3 wins, only 15 and 16 seeds have fewer in that span. So there you go. At least one number 1 seed has reached the Final Four 7 straight years and 11 of the last 12 years. Multiple number 1 seeds have made the Final Four 3 times in the last 4 years, and it didn't happen at all from 2010 to 2014. There you go. So just giving you a little skinny there, Carver High, on all of the seedings and everything going into the tournament. Call the show if you want to talk about any games Thursday and Friday, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Mafia, we officially have no ice. How do you feel about the final resting place for the ice machine? It appears it has finally hit a wall.
Oh, yeah, after all these times that we've thought it was going to kick the bucket, rebound, it's not
completely, it's completely, like, not working. It's shut down. There's no noise. When there's no noise, that means it's done. Like, usually it has that little engine going.
Right.
It's dead. There's not one piece of ice. There's none left. There is no ice in the building. But there's plenty of smoke. You know, there's plenty of smoke in the building, but there's no ice. I mean, at least we have, you know, thank God we got cigarette smoke here in the building. Thank God that we get to breathe in all of the cancer every night of our lives, but we got no ice. I mean, as long as I got cigarette smoke, though, I'm good to go.
I'll blame the same person for both. I'm going to say the smoke is what killed the machine.
The smoke killed the machine.
Possible. I just went back there to get ice, too. There's no ice in the machine.
There's nothing. I told you. There's one block of ice in the drawer. I smashed it and got a couple pieces off of it. But it's over. I'm starting to plot tomorrow. Maybe I have to bring a bag of ice. Maybe I have to stop. Like, at the, you know how you stop to get beer and ice? Carver High in the summer for the barbecue or the party? You bring a pack of ice and you bring a 12-pack? I might have to come with ice tomorrow night to work. Can't have it. Can't do a show without ice for me. I just can't. Can you imagine drinking the warm? Didn't we do that in Dallas, Mafia? The warm drink thing. That was fantastic. Where do I sign up for that?
Oh, we did it for part of the show. I mean, the first night we had the ice, and the second night we had it later on.
We found ice.
Yeah, later on, Kristen found it. We found ice. But before that, it was warm drinks.
There was no ice, and warm drinks suck.
That's what
terrible.
I got here. I mean, it's
you got a warm drink?
Yeah, I went to get ice for it.
Listen, you will know how bad that drink is for you when there's no ice.
I'm not going to drink it. I'm going to save it for tomorrow.
Save it.
Hopefully there's ice tomorrow.
Oh, God, there's not going to be ice. That machine's broken, and they'll never fix it.
No, they definitely won't.
That will not be fixed. That'll just sit there for months on end. It's a problem. Sean in Boston on the Hub. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty. Love the March Madness. Love the show tonight.
Thanks, brother.
I guess I was about to say two upsets, but really just one, because at this point, Oregon actually favored by a point over Wisconsin. So
right.
I like that game. And then the other one is Vermont over Florida State.
Listen, and remember this. Like, I like Oregon, too, but I don't trust them as far as you could spit. I thought they did well in, you know, the game against Washington in the Pac-12 tournament. That's fine and dandy. All I'm saying is this, that Oregon had a great season in the Pac-12, and thus I think that everyone else was terrible. I thought the conference was terrible. I thought Oregon was fairly terrible. Now, they had a lot of injuries and everything like that. But, I mean, Wisconsin, I've seen them play 20 times. I think they're, you know, decent for sure. They can play with anybody, and you got the big. You got a star player on your team. That makes a big difference. I don't know if Oregon has anyone that can stop that guy.
I agree with you, but I actually have Wisconsin, like I was going to say. That's my upset because they're actually underdogs right now. That's kind of strange, but I like Vermont beating Florida State, and I like Michigan as my champ going out on a limb. Just want to hear what you think, brother. Thanks again.
Ethan Happ's the guy I'm talking about, but who's the guy? Who did you ask me about?
Oh, Vermont and Florida State.
Oh, I just think the Catamounts are a really good team, and I still think Florida State will beat their ass. I think Florida State's one of the best teams in the tournament. I'm being honest. I like them, but I mean, anything could happen. I mean, Vermont went 27-6. They got about the same record, but that they just don't play anybody compared to Florida State. Florida State can bang with anybody. They can play with anybody. Literally, if you look at the last month and a half, Florida State's one of the best teams in college basketball.
Yeah, and for a team out of the America East to be getting a 13 seed, that's pretty respectable for them.
Right.
But still, I think they're going to get absolutely whacked.
Yeah.
By Florida State.
So a lot of people don't pick these first round upsets. A lot of people are Kentucky, Purdue, Gonzaga, and Tennessee are picking that they will be beaten. Do you believe any of those teams will be beaten in the first round? You're on the Purdue losing?
I'm on Purdue losing.
First game.
Yeah, any game that they play.
Any game.
Any game. I don't care who they play, but I do actually like them to lose to Old Dominion.
So, and that's their first game, Old D.
Yes, they play Old Dominion first game.
Yeah, I don't. I think they'll lose too, but not to them. But we'll see.
And if they do happen to win that game, they'll lose to the winner of the Villanova St. Mary's game. So there you go.
Yeah, I would think. I like that kid Edwards, though. He can flat out play. Now, remember, at this level, I think that if you got a great guard or you got a great big, you can do things in these tournaments. And if you have both, you can do a lot.
And guess what they never do in this tournament? Anything.
Purdue.
Ever.
Nothing
no
ever.
Who's on the team?
It doesn't matter. They never do anything. That's why they hate Indiana so much, because the Hoosiers have 5 national championships and Purdue never wins anything. That's why they hate them.
Zero.
Lou in Pittsburgh on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, Lou. Great show.
Thanks, man. Now, remember, obviously, you know, the Pirates are on the fans, so once baseball season starts, I'm barely on, which is highly unfortunate.
I know. But I have two questions for you.
But listen, hold on. The advice I give you is this. Ask Alexa, so you'll always be able to hear me on that, and then you can always listen on the radio.com app is free, and I'm always on that, and then I'm also on SiriusXM and the Sirius app. So just because the Pirates preempt me every night, which I understand fully, I would air that too. But since they do preempt me every night, just go listen on those other three avenues. It's that simple.
Will do. My first question for you is, why did our Penguins pick up the game tonight when we should have won that for sure with 2 minutes left? It's like we just gave up on that game and just let them win the shootout. And my second question for you is, how do you feel about us getting Mark Barron on our team?
About getting who on the team?
Mark Barron for the Steelers.
Oh, yeah. I'm not – that did nothing for me at all. I did not even react to it. I'm just like, whatever. I think they're, you know, Moncrief and Barron, these guys, you know – didn't get me excited. Listen, my son and I, we love the Steelers. My whole family love the Steelers. But to me, you can't lose Bell and Brown and actually, like, try to sell me that they're going to be better, okay? So I just do not believe they're going to be better. And I don't know the deal, so I'm guessing. But were the Penguins up 2-1 in that game tonight, Jay, against the Hurricanes in Raleigh, or was it just they lost in a shootout? But were they leading? Were they winning?
I don't know. Mikey? You know the answer to that question?
He's on the phone, so I don't know.
It was 1-1, then 2-2.
What's the matter?
Were the Penguins leading in that game in
Raleigh?
They
were. 2-1.
They were up 2-1 and blew
it.
Yes,
they lost the game. They got a point.
Well, there you go. Anyway, the Canes just keep winning. And there you go. Carolina, blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
That's a huge win for
the
Hurricanes.
They lost three straight. All they do is lose. I told you they don't matter at all. They're not winning anything. People call me all the time. They're like, Penguins this, Penguins that. They're not winning anything. They don't play defense. You can beat them any night, anywhere, anytime, any team. Any team at all in the league can beat the Penguins. There's not one team in the league that can't beat them. That's the thing. Do the reverse psychology. Penguins can beat a lot of teams, right? It's just that who can beat them? Anyone can beat them. Anyone can beat them because they don't play defense. That's it. They lose every night because they don't play defense. They're not winning the Stanley Cup if you don't have defense. You cannot win with what? Like Sidney Crosby and a goalie? It doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. You have to play solid defense in the Stanley Cup playoffs or you will be dead. It's that simple. If you're on hold, don't give up. I'm going to take your call, San Diego, D.C., etc.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. Tanya in San Diego on the fan.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Could you help me out, please?
Yeah.
I'm calling about the North Dakota State and the North Carolina Central game tomorrow.
Right.
I want to know if this North Dakota State will cover the 6 points, or will it go over or under 133?
Okay, well, first of all, I don't do totals, but I will tell you, at the very least, I'm not a big guy on totals, so you can – you can do all that over-under stuff on your own. But I like North Carolina Central in the game and getting the 5.5 points. So that's what I did in terms of that bet. What do you want to ask me about Irvine and Kansas State?
Well, Irvine, I thought it was 7, but it appears as 5 now.
Yeah, the number has changed a lot. Be very careful. Their star player, I guess, on Kansas State isn't playing in the game, and that's why the lines changed. I think a lot of people, yeah, Wade is he's a really good player. I don't think he's, you know, the end all to K-State's success. I think he's really good. There's no denying he can flat out play. He's been there a while. But listen, they won the Big 12. They tied for it with Texas Tech. They're a really good team. I don't respect the Big 12 this year, to be honest with you. That's why I think Kansas, you know, didn't win it for the first time in 15 years. I'm not saying that it's still not tough and the conference is tough. You got to play a lot of tough games. But K-State and Texas Tech were better than everybody. And I love Irvine. I love the Anteaters. I love their coach, Turner. He's done the show, et cetera. I just think Kansas State will beat them. I still think Kansas State's too much for Irvine. Now, I could see Irvine covering, you know, if it's only five in reality, I don't think they can cover that number. When it was seven, 7.5, whatever, wasn't it 11 at one point, Carver? Wasn't the chick saying it was 11 at some point last night?
She might, maybe.
Maybe I'm
wrong. I don't know if it
got
that high.
But it was definitely 7.5.
Yeah, it was definitely 7.5.
Now it's 5. It keeps going down. I think everyone's seeing that and they're tempted to just pounce on it. That's fine with Irvine thinking that it's all happening, that they're going to upset K-State. Do you really believe that, Carver High, that they're going to beat Kansas State?
I will definitely splash Irvine on the money line. In that
to win.
Game. Yes, to win the game. I will absolutely do that.
Mafia, do you believe Irvine can beat Kansas State?
I believe they can, but I don't think they will. I think Kansas State was a really good team this year. I know they're missing their big guy, but I think they showed in that tournament in the Big 12 that they could still come through and they could still put up some good numbers. I think they're going to win that game.
Yeah, I do too. Jay in D.C. Jay, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call once again, big guy.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah, man. My bracket, right? And I was seeing, you know, I got Auburn over Kansas. That's where my bracket's going crazy. In Virginia, I got bowing out in the Sweet 16 against Wisconsin. And somehow I don't feel right about it. I'm asking, you know, somebody to give me some insight on it.
All right, so let me get this clear again. Who are the teams that you're talking about?
Okay, I got Kansas losing to Auburn. In the 32.
I think that's very possible. I think Kansas has been very average this year. They're very, in my opinion, very beatable.
And my other problem is somehow I keep losing Virginia in the Sweet 16, and I ended up with Michigan, Duke, Villanova, and North Carolina in the Final Four. Somehow
yeah, I don't believe that Villanova this year will do anything. I don't think they're that good. I think they've had they won the Big East, right, regular season. I still don't buy that team this year. I don't even think and they won the tournament too. I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think even Jay Wright thinks that they're a NCAA tournament team, Final Four team. I don't think he's got it. I could be wrong.
I think he's got the kind of bracket that he can get back there. I know that they're not the same team as the last few years. I know that. I like their first two rounds because they're going to Hartford. They're going to have a ton of Villanova fans in that building.
Right.
And in their first game, I know you and Kelly were talking about last night how she loved St. Mary's in that game with all their numbers and all their stuff like that.
Yeah.
Here's one thing that doesn't factor into numbers. St. Mary's is coming all the way across the country to play an early tip against Villanova in Hartford. Okay?
Yeah.
And they're going to be filled with Villanova fans in that building. I like Nova. I like them if they play Purdue, or if Purdue does win that game, I still like Nova. And I just think that this bracket sets up for them. I don't like Virginia. I don't like Wisconsin. I don't like Kansas State.
Seriously,
I don't like any of these teams.
Because how can you not like Virginia? Because they lost last year? I don't get it. Because they kicked everyone's ass all year.
It ain't just last year. They lose every year.
So you just
every year.
So you just think they're just automatically going to lose. Like,
not
you're just like Purdue with them. They just lose.
His teams do not. They don't play well in the tournament. They never do.
Do you believe that, Mafia, that Virginia's not going to do well this year again, that they're going to fall out of the tournament? I mean, they have one of the best defenses and one of the best shooting teams in the entire field.
They were, and they had me going for a while there. I was ready to ride with them. I thought this was going to be the year they finally get, you know, at least the second weekend, if not maybe even the third. But I don't think that the way they showed in the ACC tournament, they went back to their regression. They went back to what they were. Where
you think Villanova would beat Virginia in a game?
I think they have a chance. Depends on how hot they are that night shooting wise. I think Virginia's probably a little bit of a better team, but I can't believe in them until they show me something. Because when they failed in that ACC tournament, they went back to what they were.
All right. So let's go to Fred in Cleveland on the Fan.
Hail Pharrell! Happy March Madness.
What's happening?
Hey, can I have a 7-7 real quick?
Can we get him a 7-7 checkout?
Thank you. Yeah, real fast. I know this is great talking tournament stuff, and it's the best.
Right.
Just heard some different information from some people I've known for a long time about this OBJ. Him going off the internet, he's going off the grid here for such a flamboyant player.
Right.
Raises a lot of questions.
and it's just completely sucked.
What about, I mean, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I know he's transferring to a new city, this and that, but and you got to respect the guy and this and that for privacy and this and that, but he's always been the public guy. He's always been.
So what do you want him to do, Fred? You want him to have a party or something or a press conference?
Well, no. Usually when you come to a place, you're pretty wide open and saying, thank you for looking to look win the championship, whatever. He's not even doing that.
Right. I don't have an answer for you, Fred. I hate to tell you. Sorry. I really don't have an answer.
What's the
he
deal here?
He wants him to have a, like a, he wants him to reveal how he feels to the public in Cleveland. He wants to have a press conference so he can let everybody know that he's grateful that they traded
for
him.
And I'm sure they're going to do that. What's the problem? He's been in town for like less than a week.
Here you go, Fred.
Like, what's the issue?
You got him on your team, and you guys suck forever. So now you got great players, and you got Baker Mayfield, and now you got OBJ. I think you should just be super stoked that you have him on your team now. And really, you should care less what he does with his press conferences, media interviews, or public appearances. You know what he does? He shows up on Sunday. That's all that matters. Jimmy and Hell's Kitchen.
Thanks for taking the call.
Hey.
Auburn seems to be peaking. But Virginia's going to be very tough this year.
Yeah, I think they are too, but we'll see. I mean, we all thought that last year too, and they lost to Baltimore County. So,
that's,
I mean, whatever.
Happen again.
What? Yeah. Well, it, you know, it's so easy to say now, right? That'll never happen again. Meanwhile, it did happen. So, I think there, as I said, that I believe they're a really good shooting team and defensive team. So, if you can shoot as well as they do, they can beat anybody. But then again, on the day you don't shoot well, you better play great defense, because if you're not hitting shots, you lose in the NCAA tournament. It's that simple. So they need to put it all together, right? And, you know, hit shots and make stops. It's that simple in basketball, really. Score and make stops. You know, you get stops on the other end and great things happen. You get buckets, you know, transition buckets. You keep scoring, they keep, you know, you keep stopping the other team from scoring. You keep scoring, you win. That's what that means. So Deontay Wilder says it's personal now. He wants to destroy this guy, Dominic the Trouble Brazil, when they fight on Showtime in Brooklyn on May 18th. I don't believe anything that comes out of that guy's mouth anymore. You know what I mean? It's personal now. He's going to destroy him, this and that, and you don't know what you're getting into. Like, we've heard all of this from this guy, haven't we? And what happens? We've heard that he's going to destroy everybody, right? And then what did Fury do to him? Fury destroyed him. I mean, he literally killed him. And then he got the draw, luckily, because he knocked him out in the 12th. That was it. Other than that, he got beat in that fight, hands down. I don't believe a word that comes out of that guy's mouth anymore. Do you think, Mafia, that Conor McGregor, you already said it tonight, that he wants a share of UFC. He wants to fight as a co-main event. He wants a share of the company. He wants stock. He wants a share. He wants a piece of the company.
Won't happen. No chance in hell will that happen. And the Wilder thing, I got to give him credit, though, because at least he's not trying to fleece us out of extra money on this one, that he flat out said, you know what, this fight's not a pay-per-view. So they're putting it on regular Showtime, and then he admitted it. That all these other guys would be like, nope, put it on pay-per-view. I'm with this extra check. And he's like, listen, this fight, you know, I'm going to kick his ass. It's not worth you paying another $70 to watch.
So, Aya Quinta, right? Is that his name?
Aya Quinta and
Donald Cerrone are fighting May 4th. That means Cerrone's not fighting McGregor.
Correct. I mean, we figured that out once they were saying that, you know, McGregor was sitting that out because he didn't want to be a co-main event, wanted to be the main event, so Cerrone's not a guy that's going to wait around. He's a guy that wants to fight every 3 months.
He reminds me now of McGregor of Mayweather. He just does nothing. He goes around making appearances and getting paid for it. He doesn't fight. He just shows up at hockey games, shows up in America all the time.
That's what he's turning into, for sure.
He shows up at sporting events and things to be noticed, and then he never fights. Derek Lewis has been fighting with a torn ACL for the last 4 years. Going to have surgery on that knee. Sports betting, not great news for supporters, as Governor Cuomo said he's not a fan of mobile betting. Points to the $13 million raised by New Jersey as being minuscule. That's a rounding error to New York. So I guess Cuomo doesn't want sports betting.
Stupid.
But he wants weed. Did you notice that?
Oh, he wants that. Yeah.
He wants to legalize weed, but no sports betting. And what'd you think of Randall Cobb's 1-year deal with the Cowboys? $5 million, not bad.
Yawn.
So what do you think, Carver High, the deadline, going back to the NHL deadline, since that deadline, who do you think's been the best player? Did you see the story? Do you think Hagelin's been a good move?
No, only one player has made a significant difference since the trade deadline. That's Stone. Stone for Vegas. That's it. Everybody else been a bust.
So Stone is the man.
He's the one who's made the biggest impact for his team.
And how has Duchesne done?
They've done nothing. I mean, they're still right where they were. He hasn't barely scored any goals. And there's nights where they don't generate any offense. So he has not done his job.
So tomorrow night, that St. John's Arizona State game will be on True TV. That'll be the nightcap game that we'll be watching here on the bench. The other game's at 6:40, that North Carolina Central North Dakota State game. So that's what we got tomorrow night. And then, you know the deal, Thursday, all of the games bust out. So everything happens Thursday and Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's going to be crazy. Make sure you go on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Don't forget episode 176 of Pharrell on the Bets tomorrow morning, 6:30 on iTunes, Google Play, wherever good podcasts are available, and WestwoodOnePodcast.com. Subscribe free and follow us on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWL. For Carver High and Mavi, I'm Pharrell. See you tomorrow night at 10. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.